Welcome to the Father's Vineyard Audio Podcast. Here is today's message.
All right. How many, do we have any first-time visitors with us today? We just want to honor our visitors. If this is your first time being with us today, raise your hand. Just wave your hand at us if you're here today. First-time visitor. Amen. Glad to have you. Amen. God bless you. Amen. If you would, we would like for you to meet our pastor at the back here. I'm pointing at my right here at the columns here at the end of the service. We have a gift for you for coming and being with us today, so please see him before you leave. Amen. And it's good to be back home this morning. Thank you guys so much for the gift. Sister Faye and I, we truly enjoyed it, and we're so grateful for this church blessing us and Pastor Terry, Miss Brenda, and the family here. Just thank God for you. Had a great trip, and I'm ready to go now. Amen? Amen. God bless you. Let's give our pastor a hand as he come. Pastor Terry Howell. Amen.
Thank you, brother. Yes, sir. They went to Alaska. I was wanting to know if he had turned into an Eskimo, and he said, mm-mm. Well, today's Father's Day, and we want to recognize all the dads here. So if you're a dad, I'd like for you to not just stand up. I'd like for you to come up. We want to honor you today. We really do. So all the fathers in the house, all the dads, just come on up Wow, come on. Yeah. Okay, we can't see all of you, so you sort of have to wrap around this. You have to just wrap around a little bit so we can see everybody. And don't.
You cannot hide behind the column.
Oh, man, it's good to see all of y'all. It really is. Fathers, we really do appreciate you. We really do. To have this many men in the house dedicated to God, dedicated to your walk with God. We have a gift for you today. If y'all can go ahead and start giving them the gift. It's actually a coin. It's a armor of God coin. And it talks about the armor of God, the shield of faith and all of that. And you can't spend it in a store. You can't do any of that, but you can spend it. And here's how you spend it. Live it. Live it out. You can keep it in your pocket. You can keep it in a safe place, whatever you want to do. But it's something that we felt like we wanted to give all the dads today, just to remind you that God has an armor for you to walk your life out. Even if it's warfare ahead of you, you have the armor. See, it's not your armor. It is God's armor that you put on. Amen? And putting on the armor of God, and on the back it says, praying always, pray always. So this is, it comes with a little case, but you can take it out of the case and just put it in your pocket. But we just want to say that we love you, and we want to honor you. And how you spend it is how? Live it. Live it. And we're going to send you guys forth living the scriptures and being a father that will represent your Father in heaven. Father, we bless these men of God. We ask you, God, that in the next step that they take, it will be a step of their destiny, reaching their fullness in their potential, and that you will be able to release all the gifts that you've deposited in them in a way that expands your kingdom and gives you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you. Amen. 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 I'm going to spend mine. Doug Logan said he's going to spend his, so that's good. All right. Boy, it is good to be here today, and always great to celebrate together. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Thank you very much. I have another honor that I get to do. Jared and Christine have tied the knot. Stand up there. No, just stand up. Don't come up. You probably got a lot more to say than we're capable of hearing. Anyway, it's good that he's here. Christine is not here because his mother is really not in good health. And Christine, his wife, is staying with her. She has to have somebody with her all the time. And that's the reason she's not here. But she will be joining him. But let's just pray for them, and let's pray for his mom. How about that? Father, we thank you for the opportunity to see covenants begin to happen, that you put people together in the name of God. And Father, we just ask you to bless his mom. We just ask you, God, to give her favor, give her healing, give her health, give her peace. And Lord, may she honor you with her life as they honor you with their marriage. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. I'm going to be talking to you today about, for a few minutes, about Show Me the Father. I want you to go to John 14, and we will show us the Father. This is the words of Philip, and we'll read those in just a moment. But how many of you know that God is good? You remember the song, and as a matter of fact, everybody was singing it a few years ago. He's a good, good Father. And I remember when that song first came out. I mean, it was, all the kids learned it here, and it was just it still is a great song. And I remember somebody saying, okay, we know what song we're going to be doing on Father's Day, you know. But actually, we didn't even do that song on Father's Day. We did it the Sunday before. He's a good, good Father. God is good. How good is he? He's good all the time, and God is perfect. The Father is perfect. Unfortunately, we have earthly fathers that sometimes live lives that do not represent the Heavenly Father. And what that does a lot of times, it hurts the emotions and the mental capacity of children a lot of times when they have fathers that are neglectful or absent or abusive or verbally abusive or whatever, and it's not a good representative of the Heavenly Father. And those children a lot of times will grow up struggling with men, and they'll be struggling with fathers, any father image, because they had such a poor father image in a lot of cases. Not everybody's father was that way, but in a lot of cases, it was a poor representation of who the Father is. And I want us to understand something today, that Jesus came. You know, why did Jesus come? That's the question. Why did Jesus come? You know, you can say he came to die for our sins, pay for our sins. He came to be beaten and pay for our healing and pay for our deliverance. And he came to do that. But see, I believe that's a subtitle. All those are subtitles of the main purpose that he came. And I think you'll see it in Scripture. He came to reveal the Father. He came to reveal on this earth that had never been revealed before on this earth, quite like him, that he came to reveal and let people know we have a heavenly Father, and he is good. See, the Bible talks about God being good and everything. And a lot of times in the Old Testament, it wasn't revealed in a way through a person. So I believe that his main purpose for coming was to reveal the Father. Why? For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son. Come on. That whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting. God sent him to reveal the Father's love. Dying was a way of him revealing that. Being beaten was a way of him revealing the Father. So let's look at this and read some of these things together. John 14, 1 through 11 said, "Let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many dwelling places, or many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, for I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again." Say amen. "I will come again." He's coming again. "And receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And you know the way where I'm going." It is here that Thomas says, "We don't know the way. Where are you going?" "We don't know the way." And Jesus' answer was that Jesus said to him, "I am the way." See, he just didn't walk up and say, "I am the way, the truth, the life." No, he was answering a question that Thomas had. Where are you going? And what is this way that you're talking about? Of being with the Father, of going to be at a place where there's mansions. What is the way? "We don't know the way." That's what Thomas said. "We don't know the way." And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but through me." Is that an amen? Amen. Amen. You know, there's a lot of things out there on the earth that in our world that they want to present you different options to get to heaven. There's only one. It's through Jesus. Only one way, through Jesus. Only one way, and it's through Jesus. All right. And he says, if you had known me, you would have known. You would have known my Father also. So if you'd known me, you'd known the Father. What's that saying? I'm going to reveal him to you. You know me, you're going to know the Father. If you pay attention to me. If you have observations to see. He said, you'll know my Father also if you know me. From now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip chimes in. See, they're all together. Philip chimes in and says, he said to him, "Lord, show us the Father." You know, he just got through saying, "You can see the Father when you see me." So he's revealing the Father to him. He said, "Show us the Father." And he also said this, "And it is enough for us. If we get to see the Father, it will be enough." Jesus looked at him and said, "Have I been so long with you that yet you have not come to know me, Philip? I've been all with you this time and you still don't know me? You still don't know me? He who has seen me has seen the Father. He who has what? Seen me has seen the Father." What is he saying? I'm revealing the Father. He came to reveal the Father in everything that he did. And how do you say, "Show us the Father"? So how are you saying, "Show us the Father," when I've been with you all this time, and when you've seen me, you've seen the Father, and now you want to ask me, "Show us the Father"? Somebody's not paying attention. How many of you have not paid attention when God was speaking to you? I want to see some honest hands today. I want to see some honest hearts. How many of you have not paid attention to God sometimes when he was speaking to you? It's true. All right. Then he goes on and says, "Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words that I say," watch, "the words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own initiative." I'm not speaking on my own, but the Father abiding in me does his work. What is he saying? I only say what I hear the Father saying. You have to think about that. He did not utter one single word without hearing the Father utter it first. Why? He's revealing the Father. He's revealing the Father in what he does. He's revealing the Father in what he says. Why? Because he knows revealing the Father is extremely important on this earth. extreme. You know, a lot of people have father issues. And when they have earthly father's issues, they cannot believe that God the Father can be that good because of the bad experience we've had on this earth. But Jesus said, nope, I'm here to show you what he's really like. I'm here, he's here to reveal who the Father is. All these men up here, listen to me, it includes me. We should be fathers that no matter who watches us or hears us, that we would represent who our Heavenly Father really is. The only way you can do that is become Christ-like. You and I become Christ-like, we can reveal the Father. Okay, we'll get to that in just a moment. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Otherwise, believe on account of the works themselves. He said, you need to believe that I'm in the Father, and the Father is in me. Okay, let's think about this: us and Jesus, us and Christ. We are what? In Christ. Christ is in us. All right. He said, now when I'm in the Father and the Father is in me, you become one. I heard Brother Darren talk this morning. He's teaching Sunday school, and he's going to teach again next Sunday. They're talking about unity and oneness and how important that oneness is, becoming one, because there's such unity and power in us being one. Let's go on. The thing about Jesus showing forth the Father and revealing the Father is so important to all of us, because he our observation is that Jesus said, I only say what I hear the Father saying, and I only do what I see the Father doing. So he was revealing, showing the Father in everything he said, in everything that he did, in every attitude that he had. He was revealing who the Father was. When he was on the cross, he was revealing who the Father is. God so loved the entire world that he gave up his only Son to show the love that he has for us. This song that we did that said, God is for you, the blessing song. He is for you. He is for you. We see. I just really had tears in my eyes over that, because he is for you. He is not against you. There's so many misconceptions of God the Father because of bad things on the earth, and we misinterpret what's going on. But no matter what goes on in our life, he is a good Father. No matter what. There are circumstances that the enemy would like to twist and reinterpret and all that kind of stuff. But he said, no, God's good, and he's good all the time. There's no bad in him. Let's do this. God is good. The devil is bad. God is good. The devil is bad. That's deep. But he came to reveal to this earth something that had not been revealed in a way that we understood it. There's another verse here that says, Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. All things have been handed over to me by my Father. This is Jesus. And no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him. He is the revealer of the Father. Now, who does he wish that the Father's revealed to you? Who? Everybody. Jesus wants to reveal the Father to everyone. He wants you and I, and he wants the world to know how good and loving the Father truly, truly is. See, it's important that we have a healthy concept of who God is. See, let me see. It baffles me sometimes. I'm going to step over here just a second in the message. It baffles me sometimes that we will have Christians that will believe that God gave them a disease to make them a better Christian. He's a good father. Y'all hearing me? Especially when he paid for your healing by the death and the blood and the resurrection of his son. That's the reason that the enemy does not want us to have a healthy concept of who the Father is, because we will sometimes think God made me sick in order to make me more holy. He makes you more holy because Jesus is in you. Peter said that by his stripes we were healed. See, I just like for you to think about things. This is one of those Selah moments that's in the Psalms. That he says something and he says, Selah, you really need to pause and think about this. This needs to be something that you think about way out in your mind. God is good. The devil is bad. Okay, I'm going to get back on track. He says he reveals the Father to you and I. He reveals the Father. You know, this thing about Jesus revealing the Father, when you see Jesus, you see whom? You see the Father. When you see Jesus, who do you see? The Father. When Jesus healed people, what was he showing you? What was he showing us? The Father is a healer. I only do what I see my Father doing. So he's revealing the Father of every person that he healed. Prostitutes came into a house when they were having a meeting, and they sort of broke into the house. And when I said broke in, they barged in. They didn't actually break in. They was already in there, and Jesus is in there, and they're having a meal. And they come in, and what do? Get on their knees, start weeping. Why? There's something about Jesus that's different than any other man that they've ever seen. What is it? He's revealing the love of the Father. I don't know that. But that's what he's doing. So when you see that, when you see people that want to be around Jesus, they're wanting to be around the Father. They want that security. They want that love. They want to see. But they were multitudes were drawn to Jesus. Why is it? He's revealing the Father. So she gets on her knees and starts weeping, and tears fall on. Now, it is pushing every religious button of everybody in there but Jesus. They're going, oh, she can't do that. Well, there's such a desire to want to be with Jesus. There's such a longing to want to be. Thousands and thousands and thousands would just be drawn to him. Now, some of them had a motive. All I want is food. But even when he fed the multitudes, what was he showing? He was showing the Father loves you. The Father wants you to know he's going to take care of you. Revealing the Father. There's so many people that's been hurt by fathers that they need to see who he is through us. And the only way we can do that is become Christ-like. Because he was sent, and so were we. We'll get to that in just a moment. How about Zacchaeus? You know, there used to be a song. I'm gonna say something that this is gonna be about my son, but I'll ask him to forgive me later. There used to be a song that says Zacchaeus was a wee little man and a he. See what he could see. You know, and Jesus came by, and the part that gets out of the says, Jesus tells him to come on down because he's going to, I'm going to your house today. I'm going to your house today. Well, Scott changed that a little bit. When he's in the tree, and he's little, he really is. When he's in the tree, and he gets to that part, and he said, "And Jesus said, come down out of that tree. I'm going to eat supper with you." I love you, son. I really do. See, it's a moment for me that I'll never forget among many moments. But I'll never forget that, you know. Because in his own understanding, come on down out of that tree, I'm going to eat supper with you. The Father wants communion. He wants you and I to commune with him. Amen. You know, let's look at another one here. John 5, truly, truly, I say to you that the Son can do nothing of himself unless it is something he sees the Father doing. Ooh. What's he doing? Revealing the Father in his actions. Revealing the Father in his words. Revealing the Father in his attitudes. It's all about the Father. And whatever the Father does, these things the Son also does in like manner. We need a healthy concept of who the Father is. Jesus is showing us, has shown us, and shows us through the Word about the Heavenly Father. Matter of fact, when he said the disciples wanted to know how to pray, you remember that? Teach us to pray. You remember? Teach us to pray. What did he say? What did he say? Did he say, my Father? What did he say? He understood that it's about family. Not about an organization. Not about a corporation. Not about a religious thing. It's not about just you and God. Your moment with God of bringing, coming to a place of salvation and new birth, births you into a new family. We are family. Oh, no, I wasn't supposed to do that. All my brothers and sisters and me. That's the reason I wasn't supposed to do that. Another thing is when we start leaving the concept of we're family, we leave the concept of Father and a kingdom. We start missing the mark now because we don't see ourselves as brothers and sisters. We sit now, I don't like him, I don't like her, I don't like this, I don't like that. That's not the way of the Father. See, back to the prostitutes and back to Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was, I mean, he was a corrupt person when it came to money. He would take in the collection and he would take off the top for him, taking advantage of the people. Did it for years and years and years. And here's a man, a wee little man, who has to climb a tree to see Jesus. And he's, listen to this, he's willing to risk everything that he has and everything that he is just to have the moment with Jesus. Why? There's something about him. There's something different about this man. Why? He's revealing the Father. Father's good. See, God the Father gets a lot of blame for a lot of things he never did. He never does. Because we've missed the moment of the revelation of Jesus revealing who he is to us. We've missed those moments, and we started building cases against God. So, what's next? He said, the things that I do, I only see the Father doing. Look at these things. I glorified thee on the earth. Now, this is Jesus. Now, the other one was Jesus teaching them to pray. This is Jesus' prayer. So he's standing before God, and he is talking to his Father. And this is what he says. I glorified thee on the earth, having accomplished the work. What was the work? Revealing the Father. Everything else falls under that. Everything that he did falls under that. He didn't say anything, and he didn't do anything without the Father either instructing him or showing him. He's here to reveal the Father. He said, having accomplished the work which thou hast given me to do. I manifested, watch this. So he did the works of the Father, and he said, I manifested thy name to the men whom thou hast given me out of this world. What did he do to the Father's name? What's the word? Manifested. What does that mean? He lived it out. He lived out. He manifested. He lived out the Father's name. What is that? What are the names of God? Powerful. Holy. All the names of God, all that character and all the attributes of God, he said, I lived it out. He manifested his name, who he was. To the men that you gave me out of the world, he said, the words which thou hast given me, I have given to them. The words which he was given, he gave to us. And they have received them and truly understand that I came forth from thee. And they believed that thou didst send me. Verse 14 in that chapter. I have given them thy name. I have given them thy word. I'm sorry. I have given them thy word. Told them about the word. Then he gave them the word. And the world has hated them. Listen, anytime you start carrying the word of God, somebody's going to hate you for it. Because Jesus told us, he said, they hated me. They hated that all the nations will hate my name, including this one that we live in. He didn't leave America out. There'll be people in this nation, there are people in this nation that will hate you because you carry the name of Jesus, because they hate Jesus. In this nation, absolutely. There's such an attack on Christianity now just because of Jesus. And just because you and I are following Jesus and speak his name and follow him. So there's a hatred in the earth and in this nation for you and I. Jesus said, they hated me, they will hate you. They will despise me, they will despise you. If we're becoming like him, that's some of the stuff that the earth is going to be given, that the world is going to be giving us. It didn't slow him down. He never changed his assignment. He never acted out of character. He kept on revealing the Father, no matter what the treatment was. And the glory which thou hast given me, I have given to them, that they may be one just as we are one. So he's still talking to the Father. He said, the glory, the character that you have given to me, I have given to them. So if you're born again, the character of Jesus, the character of the Father is inside you. We may not be walking it out because we have not become flesh with it. The Word became, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word became flesh. So the words that we give, we need to flesh out. What does that mean? Don't act in the flesh, but we need to flesh out in our being and in our action what the Word told us. And then we get to reveal the Father. So I have made thy name known to them. He manifested his name. Not only that, but he said, not only that, but I have made it known who you are. whole purpose was for him to reveal the Father. God is? The devil is? Okay. So, and he said, and I will continue to make it known that the love wherewith thou didst love me may be in them. And now in revealing the Father, he's revealing the Father's love, and not only is he revealing it, he's putting it inside us. How many of you can love your enemies without him loving you first? I mean, that kind of love does not dwell inside us without him dwelling inside us. Because without him, we are just wretched people. You can't. How many of you have ever been tried to do something that you know is good, but you just can't get it done? And see, our works cannot do that. But see, just like Jesus said, he said, the works, you did the work. You're in me, so the works that I'm doing is the works that you do through me. Amen? Okay. I made known that thou didst love me, that love will be in us. John 20, 21. Jesus, therefore, watch this now. Be careful. Be careful what you take in. Jesus, therefore, said to them, peace be with you. Now, Jesus is already resurrected. He's resurrected. Have you ever noticed in the Bible that the disciples, that Jesus has died, and the disciples are in a room, and they're fearful? How many of you know that? They were fearful. They were hiding in this room. How many of you know that? I mean, they were hiding in this room. Jesus is dead. And they killed him. They're going to be coming after us. Sure as goodness. So they're in this room, and they're fearful. Fearful of the people that killed Jesus. Because surely they're going to come out. And the next thing they see in the scripture is what? He walks through a wall. Think about that for just a minute. I'm already afraid. I'm already afraid something's about to happen. I'm already afraid that they're coming after me. And somebody walks through the wall. That did a lot for my fear. I don't know about you guys. I mean, y'all might say, oh, yeah. Well, that's because you know the rest of the story. Not knowing the story, I mean, if I'm fearful already and I see something walk through the wall, I'm like... We make the Bible so foreign sometimes that we never get into the story. We never get into what's being said and what was going on at that moment. The Bible says that they were fearful. Okay, anyway, that's just something I just threw in there. But anyway, he says it first time, but now he's saying it again. He says, peace be unto you. I mean, he knows they're fearful, and he says, be at peace. It's me. Just be at peace. Okay. Whew. It's really him. Then at this time he says again to them, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. What does that mean to you? What was Jesus sent to do? Reveal the Father. What are you going to be sent to do? Jesus said, just as I was sent, I'm sending you. You're sent. You and I are sent to reveal the Father. How are we going to do that? You've got to become like Jesus. This is the Christ-likeness. Becoming like Christ, you will reveal the Father. Y'all okay? Psalm 67 says this, God is gracious, God be gracious to us and bless us. This reminds me of that song we did earlier. And cause his face to shine upon us. Selah, stop, pause, think about that. That thy name may be known on this earth. Whose name? The Father. Thy salvation among the nations. See, there needs to be a growing realization of what the Father is like. Is that true? There's a song that's out there. It's an older song. and it goes like this. I'm not going to sing it. There's a man at my house who's so big and strong. He goes to work each day, stays all day long. He comes home each night looking tired and beat. He sits down at the dinner table and has a bite to eat. Never a frown, always a smile. When he says to me, "How is my child?" I've been studying hard all day in school, trying to understand the golden rule. I think I'll color this man father. I think I'll color him love. Said I'm going to color him father. I think I'll color this man love. He says education is the thing you want to compete. Education is the thing if you want to compete. Because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man, and I don't know why. Except I'll need his strength till the day that I die. My mother loves him, and I can tell by the way she looks at him when he holds my little sister, Nell. He goes on and he says, I think I'll color this man father. I think I'll color him love. It goes on in that, and he said his father was killed in a war. His mom had 7 kids, and she didn't know she'd find love again, but she married this man. So this man was not even the biological father of the children. But here's a child saying, I think I'll color this man father. I think I'll color him love. There's another one that's out there, and it's my father's eyes. And I'll just give you a little bit of that. Then the light begins to shine, and I hear those ancient lullabies. And as I watch this seedling grow, feel my heart start to overflow. Where do I find the words to say? How do I teach him? How do we play? Bit by bit, I've realized that's when I need them. That's when I need my father's eyes. Looking to the father to have all the answers in raising the children. Looking to the fathers to have a heart in them from the father to love people and to be a great representation of who the Heavenly Father really, really is. Let's show forth who the Father is like. There needs to be a growing realization of what He is really like and not what they've interpreted a Father to be. You and I have that answer. We should manifest His name. We should give out His word and give out His love, and we ought to do the things that He's doing. We ought to say the things that He's saying. How many of you ever had an opinion that didn't agree with God? They don't need that. They really need what God agrees with. Okay, Jesus said, therefore, again, peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so send I you. Let's reveal what the Father is like. If it doesn't become tangible in us, others will not see it nor understand it. Has to be tangible inside us. Let's go reveal the Father to the people. We've got to do that by becoming Christ-like. Amen? Yeah. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your word, your love, and it's so grateful to be able to say, our Father, because we're family. Thank you for letting us be part of your family. Help us to demonstrate who you are by being more like Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you.
Thank you for listening to the Father's Vineyard podcast. If you'd like more information about Father's Vineyard, please visit us 24/7 at www.fathersvineyard.org, or you can call the office at 828-287-2868. Thanks again.